Christmas out there. Thank goodness it's only the end of March. You know, there's something comforting about the snow coming down this late in the season at this time of spring when we're expecting the melt, because this is how it was in my childhood. There's something very comforting about the weather, the climate not changing that much. I have a little bit of climate anxiety, so it's nice to see snow where there used to be snow, however awful and treacherous it might get out there, frozen and slushy, yada, yada, yada. Drive safe. That's all I'm saying. Coming to you live from room 310, University Center. I'm excited to have a wide variety of tunes for you. A bit of everything. A bit of heavy, a bit of light, a bit of melodic, a bit of crazy, a bit of ambient drone. But first, we got some almost hardcore, some quasi-hardcore. I want to call it post-hardcore, but I know some people are touchy around that term. But it's a couple of my post-hardcore favorites from 2024. Gouge Away and Drug Church, who released wonderful, wonderful one-off singles this week. Gouge Away with a track called Figurine and Drug Church with a track called Pinch. This is Post Everything. This is Gouge Away.
Take a decision.
That was Drug Church channeling Hum in the best possible way with their new track, Pinch with a Y. Before that, Gouge Away, new track called Figurine from an upcoming vinyl-only 7-inch split. Well, not split, double-sided single, a rarity nowadays, and one of the tracks you can only hear on the record, so you might have to hop on that if you really liked that one. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Drug Church and Gouge Away together, not together, well, 2 years ago, anyways, they made two of my favorite records of 2024. Fantastic post-hardcore stuff that kept things pretty heavy while still kind of pushing the genre forward, which I really, really enjoyed. In these day and age, we talk a lot about the turnstiles and the scowls of the world who are pushing hardcore, I think, into poppier directions, into more mainstream audiences, which is really cool. But I really like what Drug Church and Gouge Away have been doing for quite a while now, adding more, I guess, mainstream, more melodic elements to their hardcore without really losing their edge. It's still heavy as heck. Gouge Away especially has this kind of noise rock thing going on a lot of their stuff, which I really particularly enjoy. No shade to Turnstile or any bands like that. I think all hardcore is good hardcore. Well, okay, I can't even agree with that. I can't even lie a little bit. But, you know, any band who's pushing hardcore forward is good in my books. Anyways, what is hardcore? What is punk? Anyways, we've reached that point with hardcore. I think there's not really one sound, one aesthetic. Really, it's more of an attitude than it is one set style. How can you compare a band like Drug Church to a band like, say, Terror, who are absolutely terrifyingly heavy, making beatdown hardcore songs to punch your friends in the pit to? Who knows? It's all kind of this DIY attitude, this underground attitude. This next band is kind of the opposite of that punk, that hardcore, but it's still very very out there stuff, I'd say. It's from a genre I'm kind of have some stigma within myself about. Of course, prog and psych. I talk quite a bit on this show whenever I bring up a prog-y song, how much I love bands like King Crimson and Genesis of the classic types, and Tool, of course. But I have this weird deep shame within myself about liking psych, about liking prog. It's kind of in my, I guess in my head, has been seen as kind of a dad genre, not something you proudly say in heavier circles or more underground circles that you like, but it is really, really good stuff, even if it does sound like something that you could show your Rush loving uncle. And it's still much like Drug Church and Gouge Away, it does not sacrifice heaviness and for the sake of pushing boundaries musically, stylistically. This one is a little bit challenging in the proggy sense. It's very technical, but I think anybody could really like it. It's from a German band called Elder, their new track, Through Zero, the title track from an upcoming record. If you like it, go check it out. This is Post Everything, Elder with Through Zero. We'll be right back. from super punk to the least punk track I could possibly play. This is Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and that was a new single by a German heavy psych prog metal band called Elder, song called Through Zero. Go check out the record when it comes out. This is pretty fantastic, even if I'm not proud to admit that I like prog so much. I think since the dawn of time, well, not the dawn of time, but the dawn of punk, the dawn of hardcore, prog has always been the absolute opposite of punk to the punks and the prog guys. They've been on absolute opposite poles, opposite diametrics, which I think is such a false dichotomy, but to this day it makes me still ashamed to enjoy a lot of prog music, even though it influences a lot of my taste, I think. And really, what separates prog from like post-metal or math rock, you know, I think it's cool enough to like prog. It's cool enough to like what you like anyways. I think there's nothing more punk at the end of the day than liking the music that you like. But that's kind of just what I say to cope. Really, at the end of the day, I think what separates prog from a lot of what we would call cool underground technical music like math rock and post-rock and post-metal is the attitude. There's almost like a reverence for the classic, for the classical aspect of the music, for the technicality, whereas post and math sort of genres are looking forward. They're looking to deconstruct, take it apart with said technicality. Really though, to most people, they probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So it's cool to like prog. Like prog if you want to. Rob Pollard, for sure, of Guided by Voices, likes prog, so that's good enough for me. He had, I think I've read him, although don't quote me on this right now, I've read that he has a big, like, the big five P's of music. One of them is prog, one of them is punk. So he kind of mixes them together sometimes, which is pretty cool. I think he would also like these next couple of tracks. They kind of do what Guided by Voices does, kind of this weird abrasive kind of pop music. It's super melodic, super well crafted, super catchy, but it's hidden behind layers of noise, repetitive drones, repetitive rhythms, big emphasis on the noise. It's rock and roll and pop music coming out of the sounds of blown out speakers, torn apart and warped and bubbled till it's barely recognizable, but still you'll catch yourself humming it for days afterwards. We're starting things off with a new track by The No Twist from Germany as well, a song called X-Ray. Following that up with Winnipeg's Poison Suckers with Charade, ending things off with The Leaf Library with Still and Moving. Fun fact that I realized earlier today, what unites all these tracks, they're all the second tracks on their releases. The second track of an album, of an EP, holds a special place in my heart for some reason. More on that later. This is Post Everything, The No Twist with X-Ray. We'll be right back. There's something so gorgeous, so divine to me about the sound of a guitar, an organ, some drums, some vocals all pushed to their absolute breaking point behind the boards, just distorted and messy and smearing. Sounds like they're going to explode out of the speakers. But behind it all, behind this wall of noise and chaos, is the most beautiful song you've ever heard, the catchiest song, at least, hidden behind all this, this great dichotomy, this great, I don't even know what to call it, great disguise. Anyways, disguising pop songs behind walls of distortion. It's one of my favorite tricks in indie rock music. That was Still and Moving by the Leaf Library. Before that, Winnipeg's Poison Suckers with Charade. And before that one, apparently veteran German sort of noisy pop band, The No Twist, with a track from their newest record, X-Ray. Apparently this one is quite classic sounding for them, so I may have to check out their earlier records just to get a taste. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. I promised I would talk about Rob Pollard of Guided by Voices, 4 P's of music. His ethos when it comes to writing songs, his 4 big influences are pop, psychedelic, prog, and punk. He kind of throws them all into a blender, and that kind of influences every single Guided by Voices release. And certainly, I think, by way of influence in Guided by Voices, influenced these 3 tracks. So thank you, Rob Pollard. Thank you, Guided by Voices. They have a new record out. I haven't checked it out, but it's probably as good as the other ones. There's about 45 of them now, so I'm not really diving into Guided by Voices right now, but the songs I've heard, I really like. We're going from noisy and melodic and very pretty and very chaotic to very orderly and very quiet, very ambient, with a artist named Saba Alizadeh. I hope I'm saying that right. Anyways, with a track called First Ritual, or at least an excerpt from First Ritual. The song itself is 23 minutes long. Together, Saba's newest LP, Rituals of the Last Dawn, that's it, is 2 tracks at around 40 minutes. So it's a bit of an undertaking to listen to, but if you have the time, if you have the focus, it's absolutely breathtaking to listen to. The First Ritual in particular is absolutely beautiful. Even though it's so spare, there's almost nothing going on for most of it. Nothing but the modular synth, the guitar, and the Saba's instrument of choice, which apparently he is a virtuoso. It's colloquially known as a saw fiddle from Iran. It's very spare, not a lot going on, but absolutely moving, I think. And it takes you on a bit of a journey from hope, from looking forward to kind of this unsettling doom. And then something like terror, I'd say. There's a darkness to the last half of it, which you're going to hear. But the way it grows, the way it changes, the way it morphs, the way it says so much with so little. I was thinking about, this sounds very unrelated, but stick with me. John K. Samson recently retired from music, which I may talk about in a future episode in more depth. It got me thinking about the role of the artist. What's the greatest thing an artist can achieve? Is there really a greatest, like a peak that an artist can achieve? I think in his case, it was that he managed to embody people beyond himself. He managed to be the voice of so many and speak to so many specific situations that he spoke to so many people's lives. I think that another great thing, another peak that artists can reach, is in the face of absolute destruction, creating in the face of destruction, the face of despair, the face of terror, the face of being silenced and destroyed. You just simply create. You let your voice out in whatever way you can. And I think that Saba Alizadeh, I hope I'm saying that right, from Tehran, Iran, in the face of Western imperialism, has crafted something beyond himself. So hitting both points, I suppose. Anyways, that's enough from me. This is 9 minutes of, or the last 9 minutes of, The First Ritual by Saba Alizadeh.
Ha ha ha.
I think one of my favorite things about ambient music, one of my favorite things, I talk a lot about how ambient music is like a soundtrack to a film one can only imagine. My other favorite thing is that it almost sounds like within the bounds of the song, it sounds like witnessing an act of creation from almost nothing, from near silence. There is shapes and colors emerging, there's storylines, there's emotions, there's light and darkness and contrasts, all with the simplest of palettes. And I think on Saba Alizadeh's first ritual, which you just heard, it definitely sounds like creation as well, but also creation in the face of destruction, which I think that this artist had to endure living in Tehran, Iran, under its current invasion by Western powers. It sounds like, yes, absolute destruction and darkness and despair, but on top of it all is Saba's, we call colloquially, I don't know if this is the actual name, saw fiddle, sounds defiant. On top of the sounds of doom and darkness, there's the sounds of defiance, of fighting back, of endurance, which is something that this artist wanted to impart, I believe. Reading the write-up included on Bandcamp anyways, he said that although the name of the album that he just released, The Ritual of the Last Dawn, sounds hopeless, it is actually almost an ode to endurance, to keeping moving forward, to keeping hope even in the darkness and destruction. And I think that's absolutely powerful. And I think that endurance is the name of the game in this day and age, in this world that we live in, full of violence against us, against our neighbors, against the people around us. We must endure. We must persevere. It's not enough to simply sit tight and band together, but we must keep pushing forward. And that's my inspiration for you going forward on this Monday. Snowy Monday evening. We must keep going, not just survive and not simply aim to thrive, but to push forward, keep on trying, no matter what. Monday evening motivation. We're going to end things off, though, on a more melodic note, a simpler note, one might say, with a simpler sound palette, more in the rock and roll vein, which might give you whiplash. Sorry about that, but it's fun stuff. Fun, but also, you know, a little bit twisted. That's the way I like it here on Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Canadian pop and rock musicians love to make their twisted little pop songs, little self-conscious little ditties, I think. They can't just make a song that's simply catchy and simply straightforward. No, there must be some sort of like weirdness to it, which I love completely. It's my favorite thing about Canadian indie. So anything's off today. We got a song called Prisoner Functionary from Gizmo, Scott Pilgrim by the Boojums, both from the East Coast small towns in PEI and Nova Scotia. Winter by the Cannon Bros, long defunct Winnipeg group, one of the best there was ever to do it. And Sudbury's Statues with Quality Assurance. Pop Gold, once again, hidden behind distortion and garagey kind of punk sounds, and hidden behind a weird kind of, I think, sense of humor, a sense of self-sabotage. But it will, like, once again, get completely stuck in your head for the rest of the day. I am Corbin Friesen. This has been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Don't turn that dial. I'll see you same time, same place next week. This is Prisoner Functionary by Gizmo.
Hey there, I'm Tyler Phil, the founder of My Student Wellbeing and a fellow Winnipegger. I'm passionate about making a positive change in the city, which is why I created My Student Wellbeing, a place where many university students can access mental health counseling, often within 24 hours, at no out-of-pocket cost to them. Help spread the word, since many students don't know about us and how easy it is to get help. Oh, and if you work in mental health or you're passionate about making our community a better place, send me a message through mystudentwellbeing.ca and I'd love to connect with you. Together, we can make incredible changes.
This is 101.5 UMFM Radio in Winnipeg. My name is Kathleen Edwards. I love Winnipeg and I love the radio in Winnipeg, and this is a great show.
Mistake and a throw of puck by Richard Stoller. A taser from Jonathan Taves is first.
Lemieux ahead to Gretzky. That's Murphy with a 1-2-1-1 by Lemieux. And a goal. He shoots. He scores.
Again, a splendid goal. Sidney Crosby. The golden goal.
Gretzky picked it up. Couldn't find it. Eiserman has turned. He's coming in. Another shot. Score. Eiserman scores. The triad.
Sure, it's Talking Hockey, the hockey talking show. I just blew co-host Jared's mind with my coming in hot there. Listen, folks, sometimes you got to come in hot on a Monday. It's Talking Hockey, the hockey talking show. Every single Monday, we're here with you at UMFM, coming live at you from the campus studio. 5 p.m. to 6:30, 101.5 on your FM dial. If you're not in Winnipeg, you can stream it on the website. You go to umfm.com, click listen live. You can catch us via podcast to listen at your convenience on your smart device of choice. You guys know how to do that. You get on the internet, you type some things, away you go. Listen, we got to talk hockey here. It's a big Monday. We've been talking weather every single Monday because it just seems like there's... It's been snowing all day. Come on, folks. It's March 30th.
You know what? A couple of weeks ago, you really screwed us over here. Like,
looks like we're done for the year.
No. You got first spring, fall spring, second spring.
Smarch.
We're coming. Smarch is coming on. Maple. I don't know.
It's not good is what it is.
We won't worry about that, though, folks. The weather's going to do what the weather does. Before you know it, we'll all be wearing shorts and flip-flops. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Season 8, Episode 25. Yeah, that's what I was going to guess. We're going to talk about the 1999-2000 New Jersey Devils. That's our Team of the Week. We're also going to get into some playoff races, some, talking hockey, talking points. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. Don't worry about that. Before we get to any of it, we got to check in with co-host Jared and see how he's doing.
Well, Tom, before you came in here and you yelled in my ear,
well,
I was having a fantastic day.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. I came in hot today.
You came in maybe a little too hot. You know, he's been texting me all day. He was in a meeting ran long, on my way. It didn't run long.
I think it, well, maybe a little.
Gotta stop, get a snack. I'm worried about what you had to eat because you came in here and you're just guns blazing.
I had a Buddy Burger. At the A&W drive-in, just straight down the road.
Yeah. That's you know what I like? I like a chubby chicken. That's not going to lie. I like myself a chicken sandwich, and the chubby chicken is a good chicken sandwich.
More of a Big Mary fella myself.
Well, sure.
I don't know.
I can give you my chicken sandwich ratings because I got them. I'm doing good. Doing good. We had a good skate last night.
Yeah, it was fun. The stinky spring has begun.
Yes.
For those of you listening saying, what is that? Well, it's a weekly skate that's being organized for a